I'm going to do two or three jobs a day. I'll charge $100 an hour plus parts, and I can be off by two, and I can go fishing. And
it gives me some fishing and beer money.
Right. And right. then that we're not talking to you guys, right? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking to the guys who have struck out on their own, really want to have a true business.
Hey, plumbing pros, welcome to the 421st episode of Potty Talk. And hey, we have a fun one here for you. The title of this episode is the surprising reasons that make plumbing businesses fail.
Ooh.
All right. And
well,
heating and cooling businesses and electrical businesses and
trade right, business, any, you know,
just
any
trade
home
business
service.
In general. Okay. Mm-hmm. We've seen it, you know, time and time again. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to go through the reasons here. All right. And really, they're not complex reasons, okay? But this is just kind of how we just fall into it. These reasons, that's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and easily fixed.
And easily fixed, right.
Yes.
So that's the point we want to get at here.
Right.
'Cause a lot of times it can be, well, these are scary things and I can't overcome these kinds of things.
Yeah, these are just overwhelming and there's no way I can change that. Not true.
Basically, we see these, you know, with our clients that we work with, that it's just once, you know, these are like aha moments. Okay, once I, you know, really? And I understand.
Once you make that change.
Right, and then it's all of a sudden things take off.
Right.
Okay, so that's the good news.
Yes.
All right?
Okay.
But these are reasons why you may be struggling, okay? And ultimately why many trade businesses fail.
Yes.
Okay?
All right, well, surprise me. Surprise me.
Okay.
What are the surprising reasons?
Again, I don't want you to copy off my notes. Let's hear, okay? Mm-hmm. All right? You know this stuff. You've seen it time and time again.
I just follow your lead.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
All right, number one. Mm-hmm. Number one reason.
Okay.
A plumber mindset.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That is absolutely number one.
A plumber mindset. Now, we could say, you know, a tradesman mindset. Mm-hmm. And what do we mean by that? Well, there's a difference, you know, it ain't about plumbing. Have you heard me say that before?
Twice, okay. Just two times.
It ain't about plumbing. So, you know, what happens is, you know, we wind up being very good at our trade. Okay, in this case, you know, I'm very good at being a plumber. I just get it. I'm good at it. I'm a craftsman.
Right.
I'm very good at it. And I say, well, instead of making that guy a bunch of money, I'll go out and I'll make all the money myself.
I'll start my
own plumbing business.
Right. How hard can that be?
The problem is, there's some other things that go there.
Uh-huh.
But instead of coming into the business with a business mindset, or what we call, if we start training on having a CEO mindset, a chief executive officer mindset,
Correct. Okay,
we come in it still thinking like a plumber, okay?
Right.
And the business is not about plumbing.
It is not.
It's not about the trade.
Nope. And you can't go, because it's two totally different hats, if you will, CEO versus a plumber mindset, right? And it makes sense. Again, like you said, babe, it's you were a plumber and you decide you want to strike out on your own and make money for yourself and all that. But yeah, the mindset is still there that I'm a plumber doing plumbing tasks, but you know, they're for myself, right, or for my company. But if you have that mindset, all you do, if you have a plumber mindset, you just own your job.
Right.
You don't own a company, you own your job.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And sadly, that's where we see the majority of trade businesses are.
Right.
They just own their job.
Yep. And we're talking to the plumbing business owner who wants to have an actual business. We're not talking to someone who's like, okay, I'm going to go out on my own and I'm going to do two or three jobs a day. I'll charge $100 an hour plus parts and I can be off by two and I can go fishing. And
it gives me some fishing and beer money.
Right. And then that we're not talking to you guys, right? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking to the guys who have struck out on their own, really want to have a true business to not, especially most importantly, to serve their family, right? To do, create a wealthy or an asset for their family.
Right.
Wealth as far as time and money,
right.
But also to serve the community, also to provide jobs for other plumbers, all of that, right? So that's a totally different mindset. So those are the guys that we're talking to.
So some examples of thinking, you know, having still hold on to that plumber mindset can be a thing of like, it's just you're focused on the plumbing instead of the systems that you need to have in place, you know, the business systems.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're great at plumbing. And then still, even on the plumbing side, I like being part, you know, the guys, we're all in this together and we're buddies. And
with the people you hire.
Yeah, the technician, right. And you consider yourself a plumber, you know, that kind of a thing.
That's the worst thing you do. Once you start bringing on other employees text, and then you kind of have this camaraderie thing of, you know, like you said, like we're buddies and whatever. That's the death of your company. You cannot be buddies. You cannot be buddies with their technicians. You just can't. You can't go out drinking with them. Now, of course, yes, you can, but that's not a business. That's just you owning your job, and you bring along some guys that you can hang out with or whatever. That's not a true business.
Exactly. Well, you don't gain the respect and the stuff that you need to be a real business.
Correct.
when you got to make real business moves.
Right. So if you're getting drunk with your techs, right, and then all of a sudden one of them screws up multiple times, what authority do you have at that point? Right. You're just his drinking buddy. You're the guy who, you know, gets drunk on the weekends with me, and we're, you know, F-bombing this and right. There's no authority. So if you come to him and say, you know, hey, Joe, you really need to step up here. You can't do, you know, whatever it is, you know, this or that. And he's like,
right.
All right. Well, are you going to bring the beer this weekend, or am I getting it?
Right? Exactly. And it's even going to the, so you look at like the task as a job as opposed to a customer. Mm-hmm. See, that's another key thing.
Oh, that's good.
Of, you know, I'm working on this water. So this is a water heater job. Mm-hmm. Instead of, this is my customer who's out of hot water.
Right.
It's two different thoughts. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot that goes around that.
Yes.
But it has to start, at the beginning of that, where you got to switch from, this isn't a water heater job. Mm-hmm. This is getting my customer back into hot water. Mm-hmm. You know, it's two different things.
It's two totally different hats. Right. And from a CEO mindset standpoint, I mean, there's things about the business that you got to know that you didn't. I mean, face it, we didn't.
Right.
Every client we've ever had, when they started out on their own, they were great plumbers, and now all of a sudden they have a business. They don't know. That's one of the reasons we have Potty Talk. That's one of the reasons we have the Success Academy. And there's nothing wrong with not knowing. What's wrong? The only thing that would be wrong is not seeking help or seeking ways to improve or seeking ways to figure out what does it mean to truly be a CEO of my business.
But the niche, like now we're into this, you know, we get asked, how'd you get into this? You know, I've been in the trades for 40 years. This is my 40th year. Mm-hmm. And so I've been into plumbing, you know, that long. We had our business, you know, for 20 years, mm-hmm. about 20 years, you know, sold it, all that kind of stuff. And we thought I was done. Thought we were done with all this,
and
we're
done with plumbing and plumbers
and trades, all the stuff, and we were just playing, boating and traveling and doing our thing. But that, quite honestly, that gets boring. But we got pulled, you know, asked, you know, how'd you do what you did and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. So now we got into coaching.
Yes,
so that's how we're here. Long mm-hmm. story short, mm-hmm. and in fact, we love it now. But it's really niched down because we're dealing with plumbers, tradesmen, mm-hmm. okay,
right.
And this thought. And you could be, again, plumbers, tradesmen who own their own business, okay, that have a business, but they don't realize that they have a business because they're mm-hmm. still thinking like a tradesman.
Right.
And I can see it in the comments. Be honest with you.
Go ahead.
From
leave
the show,
comments. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I can see in the comments, even on the ads, I can tell who the tradesmen still are that have their business mm-hmm. because they say I'm going to say stupid stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, your hands aren't dirty, or you never plumbed, or you're just, you're ripping people off, or what?
Yeah, what a scam.
What a scam, all that
Which is the exact opposite of what we're trying to do, exact opposite.
It's exact, it's right. But you can tell there's still, I just happen to be a little cleaned up now. You know, I'm a little older.
I cleaned you up.
And you cleaned me up, or whatever. I come from the ditch, okay? All right. And so, you know, my first plumbing job was actually cleaning the inside of a commercial septic tank with all the crap spraying. I'm in
okay,
with
I
the
don't
suit.
Talk about that.
Okay. So that's where I come from and rough. So I get it. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm saddened because I know these guys that when they spit out those kinds of comments, mm-hmm. I know exactly where they're at mm-hmm. and I know exactly where you're headed. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's why we talk
and
about
it's sad for them and their families.
Yes. Right. So that's why we talk an awful lot about you got to know your why, right? If you were a plumber and you struck out on your own, started your own business, why did you start your business? What was the purpose of it? Once you determine that, and again, like I mentioned earlier, it could be that, you know, I just want to do two or three jobs a day, make $100 an hour, feel pretty good, and then take the rest of the day off to go fishing or whatever it might be. Okay. That's your why. And so that's different than someone who strikes out on their own and wants to have a true business, wants to grow a business, wants to scale a business, wants to have something that you can be proud of. All of those things, right? It's totally different.
And
mindset.
It can run without you.
Exactly.
It's just a money machine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're working towards.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So Very important. Well, that's one of the reasons that makes plumbing businesses fail. Mm-hmm. Trade businesses fail is, you know, thinking like a tradesman still, okay?
Yep.
You got to revert over or capture that CEO mindset, okay? Mm-hmm. Yep. Number two, mm-hmm. all right? The wrong customer, all right? Working for the wrong customer.
Just a couple of times,
guys. All right. Well, this, again, these things are very simple. It's not like it's, you got to be Einstein. This isn't Einstein math, into black hole theory is and all that. Whatever that is, these are very in your face, simple things right mm-hmm. there. And we've seen it now for, 40 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just because they call you and they need the work done that is your trade, in our case, plumbing, mm-hmm. doesn't mean it's the right customer for you. And quite frankly, we see again, not only are, and it's part of that, having that tradesman mindset, okay, which affects this. Well, it's, I got to go, if you're a hammer, I got to go hit the nail. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so it's like, they need plumbing. So we work in, I got all these jobs mm-hmm. again, mm-hmm. Like I'm working for a general contractor.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Building homes, mm-hmm. doing that kind of, I hear this all the time. It's like, I'm building $1 million homes. Mm-hmm.
I'm building $1 million homes. Okay. Well, are you making $1 million right. off of it?
No, nope.
No, you're not. We know you're probably not even making a profit. I want, maybe put something in the comments if you are working for GCs and you can relate to this, right? That it never fails. You have to lowball to get the job. You chase your money. They give you little drips here and there, and then there's always just do this or add on this. No, let's not do a change order or whatever. Just come and add this on. Or you get out there all ready to go and then you find out, I got to wait on whatever other contract or trade, right?
Right.
The HVAC guy didn't get something done. The electrician didn't, the drywall, whatever it might be, right? So you get out there and then, come back another time. We're trying to come back later this afternoon. Like your schedule
revolves around
their schedule, right?
At the same time, you're financing them building their home.
Correct.
Because you got to pay for all the parts and the labor and all that up front,
mm-hmm.
okay? Which is just stupid. Yes. Okay. But we all did it. We all did it.
Including us.
Right. And one of the reasons is because we still had that plumber mindset.
Well,
we're looking at it as a business.
It felt
work.
Great.
I got work.
It felt great that we had those houses and you were busy.
That's a bit right.
We were really busy. We had a helper and man, it was like, this is going to be great. You're just all stacked up with work.
Starting right out the gate, right out I got with a builder, doing some new stuff down. They were
rejuvenating.
Downtown
Indianapolis
area. Mm-hmm. So they tore down all these old homes and I got in with two of the builders, like right out. And you just happened to
fall
in.
Because they saw sucker written all over our faces.
And that's exactly it. That's what you are. That's what they see.
If we charge, maybe $70 an hour,
right?
We'll be rich.
And I'm figuring up, and you got to give them one price to do the rough end and all that, and figure, but I got the work, and mm-hmm. they'll put, money be rolling in, and money, I got all their houses.
Money be rolling.
Money be rolling.
Money be rolling away from us.
That's right. It's crazy. It's working for the wrong customer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we all do it. Okay. We have to work for the customer that is, of course, values what we value as well, okay, mm-hmm. which is money in the bank, mm-hmm. okay, mm-hmm. That we can get money in the bank today.
Yes.
All right? And what they value is their day back.
Correct.
Okay, so it's not about the plumbing. It's not about the job, okay? Again, we're back to that example of, I'm working on a water heater, mm-hmm. okay, versus I'm getting Mrs. Jones back in the hot water.
Correct.
Okay.
There's a total difference. Right. Mrs. Jones does not look at that she's getting a new water heater. She don't care. She cares that she can give her kids a bath at night without running out of hot water. She cares that she can maybe run the dishwasher and the washing machine at the same time without running out of hot water. That's what she cares about, period.
Right.
She doesn't go down after you leave and then look at the water heater and go, that's so beautiful. I'm taking pictures.
Send it out
I'm
going to
post
media,
it out and send it, put it on Instagram. I'm going to do a TikTok video about it, about my brand new water heater. And I'm going to do a little song and dance about my brand new water heater. That's not happening.
Right.
That ain't happening. I know we care about plumbing, right? We care all about the plumbing. But Mrs. Jones, she just wants hot water in her house again so she can get on with her day.
Or she just wants air conditioning again or heating again mm-hmm. or wants the light switch to work again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
or just wants the grass cut, whatever right. it is that you do.
Yep.
Okay, that's what it is.
So you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Okay, so mm-hmm. you want the customers that's what they want.
Yes, those are your customers.
And we could say, so what does that customer look like? You know, they value, it's their property. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's their home, it's their thing. So they value it.
Right. Unlike, I mean, I'm sure a lot of you guys, if you have a plumbing business, but even, you know, just residential service, you're dealing with a landlord situation, you know, a landlord-tenant situation in that, you know, get the homeowner and they're the landlord and the tenant calls and says, you know, my water heater's out or whatever. Well, what's the number one concern for the homeowner, or yeah, the landlord, right?
Is making money.
It's making money. And so getting something in just as cheap as possible is what they care about. That's also typically not the right customer. Now, there are some landlords out there that you can get a relationship with. They'll pay your price and all those, but it's not their immediate concern.
Well, that's not the customer you're going to build with.
No. No.
You know, so even you may even have, so the same example with working for a GC, building their homes. It's not their home. If they don't care. They're wanting to get
bottom
the
dollar.
Plumbing by anything as cheaply as possible. I've known this guy since second grade, and no, they're about quality. No, they're not. Okay, they're about getting as much for
profit.
Nothing,
yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. As possible.
Yes.
Okay, because mm-hmm. they are thinking like businessmen. Mm-hmm. Okay, in fact, they're kind of forced to because that's how that model works.
Right, but more than likely that GC is borrowing from the next house.
Yes.
Right.
Well, they get in that because they're bad mm-hmm. businessmen. All right. So you want someone that's their house. That's why even doing commercial. I got all the Walmarts. I got the district Walmarts where I'm fixing their urinals and opening whatever. I got all the Walmarts. You're still, it's still about getting it done as cheaply as possible. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So typically they will not pay your true hourly rate, you really need to charge for your business.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you want, and they don't value, again, it's not their time. It's not about getting their day back. Mm-hmm. Their job is to get it for cheap, just get you in there. Somebody in there to get it done for as cheaply as possible.
Right, because they've got their, you know, store P&L or whatever, and they have to answer to corporate or regional director or whoever it might be, right?
Right, but that can feel very comforting, though. I have all the Walmart. So mm-hmm. I'm working for a GC, and I get all their work. Mm-hmm. And so that's again, we're back to that tradesman mindset of I got work. The work is not security, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. It's the right kind of customer.
Got
all right.
Customer.
And getting money in the bank today. Mm-hmm. All right. Which is the security.
Which is another thing. Make sure if you do work today, you collect today.
Right.
Period.
And again, the right customer pays you today.
Right.
Which we always talk about this. It's residential service. Mm-hmm. No matter what you're in, it's working. And it's because there's lots of customers. There's lots of customers.
Yep.
I got all the houses. No, you got one builder.
Yeah, if you've got one builder, right, and lots of houses, you still have one customer.
One relationship.
One
who
another plumbing company could come along and undercut you.
Oh, I could go into wherever you're at. I could walk in there and take all your work if you're doing easily.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And so, right. So you want lots of customers, and that they just want their day back. And the time it's theirs. All right. Mm-hmm. So that's the right customer.
The right customer.
Okay.
Is residential service. All right.
Okay.
So
hey,
what else?
Let's take a little break here. I got something for you.
Okay.
Okay. Always something special. All right. Something free. All right. Check it out.
Hey, question for you. Where do you want your plumbing business to be this time next year? Stuck on the same dead end road, puttering along in a slow lane as life passes you by? Or are you ready to supercharge your plumbing business and put the pedal down in the fast lane to success? Hey, Richard Bainey, the Million Dollar Plumber, here to tell you that you'll do just that with my 2024 Roadmap to Plumbing Business Success, where I lay out the exact mile markers you got to hit in order to have, manage, and grow a high-octane plumbing business with lots of great customers, a crew of plumbers eager to ride alongside you, and plenty of money in the tank. Now, you're going to want to buckle up because my roadmap ain't just some guy. It's the GPS to having a successful, self-sustaining, and very profitable plumbing business. So click the link or go to themilliondollarplumber.com/roadmap to grab your free copy of my 2024 Roadmap to Plumbing Business Success. And let's roll.
Okay, how about that?
Huh?
All right. Did you grab it? It's free.
Surely you did.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, hey, we're talking about the surprising reasons that make plumbing businesses fail.
Yeah, so also, if you're watching on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and a like and hit the little subscribe button so you never miss an episode when we drop the episodes. Make sure you do that. Also, I know last last episode, we announced the new addition to the Million Dollar Plumber Potty Talk family. Right?
Okay, or the MDP video, MDP TV.
MDP TV. Yes, right. With the Coaches Corner. Yeah, super excited about the new podcast, Coaches Corner. A couple of MDP certified coaches having their own podcast called The Coaches Corner. Matt Baldwin and Tony Wally. Great. I know it's going to be amazing because these guys are just, they're fun, they're smart. They've been through everything that we've talked about, right? They've been through the academy, kind of struggling, and then went through the academy, got private coaching, and they're now multi-million-dollar plumbing businesses that run themselves, and they're living a freedom lifestyle. So now they want to give back to the community, yep. Right? So
they're just good guys and cool cats. Yeah. You know, they're cooler than I am. I mean, I'm some old guy. These guys are actually still in it.
They're still okay? they're
fun.
Business.
You know, once New Jersey. Jersey cat, and then we got the Mobile, Alabama cat.
Mobile, Alabama.
You know, and they're they've become, best of buds.
Yeah.
And just to hear them go at it, they're fun.
So check it out. It's called Coach's Corner, and it is within our YouTube. There's a separate playlist, but you can find it there. And then also on all the podcasts, it'll just appear next to Potty Talk as well. So check
Coach's
that out.
Coach's Corner.
And also, while you're scrolling through and Apple Podcasts or whatever it might be, give us a review. You guys all know how reviews work and the importance of them. So give us a review.
Let's get the word out.
If you love us.
If you got something good to say, we want to hear it. If you don't, we don't want to hear it.
Just shut up. Keep it to yourself.
All right. If you're not quite sure, we're not asking you to lie, but if you do like it, it's okay to embellish a little bit.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, stretch.
All right.
Yeah. Stretch.
Not asking you to lie.
We're amazing.
That's right.
All right. All right. The surprising things. What's in this third surprising thing? Surprising reasons that make plumbing businesses fail.
All right.
There we go.
And we've been talking around it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
But here it is. Mm-hmm. Don't know business.
They don't know the business.
Okay.
The
you business. Don't know business. Mm-hmm. And because you weren't taught the business. Mm-hmm. Okay. You were taught how to be very good at your trade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How to be a craftsman. Okay. That's what we were taught.
Right.
Okay. We never were taught business in any way. We weren't taught when we go to school. We weren't taught, when we're, in our apprentice stage and, our work, we're not taught business.
We're taught the trade.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get into something. It's like, what makes you think that you could just all of a sudden just plumb a house and you've never even touched plumbing? Mm-hmm. What makes you think you can do that? You of course not. You wouldn't even think that way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But that's exactly what we do when we start a business. We think,
I'm going to pass out some flyers and, figuring out, my company, last company I was with, charged blah, blah, blah an hour, $200 an hour or whatever it might be. I'll just charge $150 for based on nothing.
Nothing.
Based on no rational reason.
We all did it. And sadly, most everyone else does it too. That's why.
Because we don't know.
Right. Well, 95% of all trade businesses fail, within the first 3 years.
Yep. So if you don't know business, don't think, I need to go to night school or something and get a business degree. No, because if you did that, by the time you got out, everything that you learned is obsolete because business changes so fast.
Right.
Changes so fast. Now there are certain concepts and things, right? Again, you don't need business for it. There's the internet. Learning those things are not that hard, but you've got to have the mindset of, I have a business and I need to learn the business side of this. If you don't, again, you just own your job.
Right. And again, sadly, 97% of those that do make it past that 3-year period are just living. They basically own their job.
Struggling.
They're living paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Week to week.
Yep.
Okay. They you can have a nice house in the suburbs. You got yourself, you got the family minivan. And you maybe have a motorcycle and you got a bass boat and that kind of stuff, but you don't have a bit, you're just taking that money.
Right. You just own your job as opposed to building an asset.
Right. Mm-hmm. That can run on its own, which is a business.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That eventually that you can look to sell. Mm-hmm. Okay. And for real money.
Right.
All right.
What are some key business things you think, and I'm throwing this to you, some key business things that they do, that plumbers do need to know, tradesmen, whatever, when they start their business, that they need to know pretty much right away on how to do this as far as business?
Well, one of the things right off the bat is knowing what their hourly rate is.
Yes.
And, you know, we call it your honest hourly rate. Mm-hmm. I call it
yes,
your honest mm-hmm. your honest hourly rate. Mm-hmm. Because you know, you're stealing from your customers when you don't know why you're charging what you're charging. Mm-hmm. And I'll say that again. Mm-hmm. You're stealing from your customers when you don't know why you're charging what you're charging.
Can I add on something to that?
Yes.
And you're hurting your family.
Yes.
You're hurting your family. If you don't know why, what you're charging and why you're charging it, right? You're hurting your family.
Right.
More than likely, you're not more than likely, you're not charging enough. You're just not.
Right.
We know that. So yeah, that's certainly one thing. Knowing a business thing you need to learn right away, why you charge what you charge.
Right. Then that leads to the next thing. Once you have an hourly rate, then the structure, you know, your price book mm-hmm. and that whole system of, you know, and how you offer to the customer.
Right.
Okay. There is a process there, a mm-hmm. business process and the foundation of, you know, the systems that you must have in place to be able to do that.
Yep.
So that you can scale.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. We just had one of our employees just had a plumber out to their house. And she obviously, you know, works for MVP.
Yeah.
She's a key employee. And she had a plumber out to the house, and she thought, well, this is ironic, right? This is the first time since I've started working, you know, here that I've had a plumber out. So she was really interested to see how it was going to go. And he didn't give her any price up front. What was it for? Tub and shower valve.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No prices up front. He just came in, just started doing the work. And she said the whole time, I'm sweating bullets thinking, how much is this going to cost me? Right. And so he gets done, and he just handwrites out on like an Office Depot form, you mm-hmm. know, a 3-part form or whatever. Yep. Horrible writing. She said she couldn't even read it. And I don't remember what the bill was. It was, of course, more than what she thought it was going to be, right? But there were no options. There was nothing. There was nothing.
Finding and hiring the right tech for your team can be challenging. Applicant Pro makes it so simple and easy. A personal Applicant Pro hiring professional will do the brunt of the work for you, writing job ads that will get you maximum applicant exposure, manage the advertising of your jobs to over 20 major and local job boards. Even a pre-hire risk assessment is included to ensure your candidate matches the role expectations and your company values. Learn more about Applicant Pro and to take advantage of special discounts just for Potty Talk listeners, go to themilliondollarplumber.com/applicantpro.
And then he, you know, said, okay, well, then I think she had to pay check. I'd give a check. I mean, there was no system at all. But we see this all the time.
Right.
We see that's not a business, guys. It's not a business. When you present that to the customer, and she felt ripped off, right? Because again, she didn't know how much it was going to be, and the price seemed ridiculous. So if you're not providing options,
it's always going to seem ridiculous. It
always.
Could be $50 and it could be ridiculous.
Yes.
Because no one wakes up in the morning and wants to call a plumber, mm-hmm. which leads to the next thing. No one wants to spend money on plumbing. No one.
Yes. Yeah. So if she wasn't given options, there was no way to compare what those prices, what that price was, right? So we talk all the time, price perspective, giving the customer options so they can see exactly what's wrong, tell them what the exact problem is and what the cost is for that, give them another option on, you know, repairing it or upgrading the repair, right? And then last, or to replace the whole thing. And then you got price perspective. If you see some, you know, a higher price for the third option, all of a sudden the first option doesn't seem as expensive. It's that simple. And she knew that just from, you know, being around it. She was surprised because she just thinks, well, all plumbers, you know, do the things like MDP teaches.
Nope.
They do not.
No, they don't. And that's why we're here. You know, our heart, we don't have, you know, the comments on our ads or whatever, you're just stealing, or you're just a scam.
You're just a scam
and all that. Mm-hmm. Well, I know I'm talking to a plumber or some, you know, some guy lives in his mother's basement and whatever. Okay. With his family, right? You know, I won't go there. And I come from there, so I know, you know, mm-hmm. sadly, in the trades, there's a reason why, you know, there's, you know, certain perspectives about tradesmen and that kind of stuff, because a lot of it's true. Okay.
And we're trying to improve that.
Okay, right.
Improve that. Be
but
professional.
Our hearts are here for those that are raising their hand. I know I don't know something. I want more, but I don't know something. Mm-hmm. That's why Potty Talk is here, which also leads to why we have the Success Academy.
Yes.
Where we teach the business of plumbing. Correct. Teach the business of heating and cooling. Mm-hmm. Teach the business,
right?
Okay, of electrical, of you know, your trades company or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Never talk plumbing in the Success Academy or whatever. We don't talk the mechanics of the trade. We don't talk. It is teaching the business side of it. It's what we didn't know. It's just something that we wish we would have had when we started our business. Right. We so wish we wouldn't have struggled for the number of years that we struggled, and we struggled for quite some time because we didn't know. We had no idea.
First 4 or 5 years until I came out of myself and let my pride and ego down. I was already the best plumber, and I can do it. Look, if you're here, I know who I'm talking to you, man. I know who I'm talking, because you're like, I got it. I mean, I can go out in the wilderness and kill a bear with my bare teeth. And I get who you are, and you're it. Okay. You're
the bomb.
Right. You're the bomb. Okay. We'll put it that way. Okay. I get it. And that's great. You need that attitude also for starting a business, mm-hmm. but it has to also mature to realize I don't know something. Mm-hmm. And so about the fourth or fifth year, I realized I didn't know something. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I thought, well, what can I learn? I'm not going to go to school. By the way, to go to business school, to learn business, mm-hmm. you know, I'll use air quotes here, business, you know, an average cost you right over $100,000 now mm-hmm. to learn business. You don't need to. And you got to go to college. I mean, it's just the way, I mean, you don't need to do it. Right. Mm-hmm. And so where else could I learn? Well, I got with a group, a CEO group, mm-hmm. that I realized I'm a great plumber, mm-hmm. but I'm not a businessman. I need to learn how to think like a businessman. So I got with the CEO group, and that's where I met Mitch, mm-hmm. this old Jewish guy. He was the CFO, chief financial officer for Mayflower Trucking, mm-hmm. you know.
And he taught you business.
And he taught me, right. So here's this old, you know, this old Jewish guy, and I'm this young punk, mm-hmm. young redneck punk, you know. But we became friends, and I mm-hmm. begged him to teach me business. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I learned some of these initial concepts. Mm-hmm. You know, like a business concept you got to learn is you're selling time. Right. Not selling plumbing. Mm-hmm. So it's that kind of those kinds of things, and how to then determine what my hourly rate should be,
right.
and what all involves in all that, and the right mm-hmm. kind of marketing. What it, you know, you just don't just throw stuff out there,
no.
and what it means to attract customers and attract mm-hmm. help, mm-hmm. you know, and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we teach all that now in the academy. We use that.
Yes.
And so, oh, you're just trying to sell me something. No, if you think I'm trying to sell you something, you go stay over there.
Don't buy it.
Don't buy it. Right. Okay. But if you have awareness, self-awareness, mm-hmm. and understand that there's something that you don't know, then the Success Academy is for you. Mm-hmm. In fact, we have a 14-day free trial, which hooks you.
I want to make
it easy for you to say, okay, when you see what's there, because I get it, you know, skeptical, all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. you know, but we've seen it time and time and time and time again. It's what made us, how we were able to go from the kitchen table mm-hmm. to the penthouse.
Right.
And we now see with our clients, we have clients now that have, you know, sold their businesses. We just had one.
We're not doing it. Nope, we can't give that away.
I can't. 3 years ago was nothing.
Yes.
And it's just, I know, because it's not.
We cannot.
Okay.
I know you ain't doing that.
But I'm so.
He's getting ready to sell his business for a lot of money.
Right. I'm so excited for them.
Yes.
You know, and for the ones that others that do it. And not to mention the ones that are in there now and, you know, it was them in a truck, and now they're out of the truck, and they're running multi-million-dollar, you know, organizations, mm-hmm. and living the freedom lifestyle, just like we mentioned with our coaches' corners. Mm-hmm. And now they're doing a podcast,
yeah, Tony.
And trying mm-hmm. to teach you. I mean,
yes.
And they're also coaches with MDP now.
Correct.
You know,
giving back.
Giving back, mm-hmm. right? So it's there. You know, you have no excuse not to learn business, mm-hmm. and the good news is these concepts are simple. Not necessarily easy, because you have to put them in play. You got to be willing to stretch your mind. Mm-hmm. Just like I mentioned, you know, the right customer. There is a wrong customer. Well, there's plumbing to be done. I can get paid for it. It's mm-hmm. being able to understand that just that money is not as good as the money that's over right. here.
And using some common sense,
right.
too.
And you can make more money over here with less effort, mm-hmm. you know, less time. And then you can multiply that. I mean,
more money with less time. That's right. Always the best.
Okay. Yes. And getting the money in the bank. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay.
Got to know business.
You do. All right.
And so I guess I just kind of threw out there to the Success Academy.
You did.
It leads mm-hmm. to that, because that's what that is all about. And if you are in the right mindset and you're ready, or you've been struggling and you're tired of struggling, and again, we have them in the academy that they're just starting their business, mm-hmm. to guys that have been in business for 20 years and they've done all the new construction. They got, you know, one of our guys has gone through it and is now a coach for us,
mm-hmm.
you know, had been in it for years. and a new construction business, had 26 trucks and all that, but was just turning money, wasn't creating wealth.
He never made money.
He never made Now they had the house, I had all the trappings. You could say, but they're not making money.
Right.
They're just turning money over. Okay. You know, so if you're in that mindset where something just isn't working, then you're ready to check out the Success Academy. And you can, okay. We have a 14-day free trial. We even have where you can talk to somebody.
Yes,
I mean, you're not ready. I just want to talk to a real person and see if, what this is really all about. Look, and there's no hard, I don't have to sell you. I'm not here to hard push you. I'm here for if you're ready.
Help us help you.
Right. You know, and again, you got to be like where my state of mind was when my fourth or fifth year in, when I finally realized I lowered my ego and my pride. And I'm going to ask for help from someone because I don't know something.
Right. And I want to make this work.
I want to make this work. Right. More than just a job.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So if that's you, go to themilliondollarplumber.com/success to learn more.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Surprising reasons most plumbing businesses fail.
All right. These are easy ones.
Yep.
All right. Having a plumber mindset.
Go ahead.
You know, wrong customer and don't know business. Okay. And you can turn, those are simple things just to turn.
Yep.
Okay.
And watch Potty Talk. That was the other thing. And they don't watch Potty Talk. That should be number four. Surprising reasons.
That's the bonus, they don't watch Potty Talk
and fail.
That's right. Watch and listen to Potty Talk. And add now Coach's Corner.
Yes. So there's five reasons. Five surprising reasons.
Well, there's two bonuses there.
Okay.
For free.
Okay. See, we give. We're not scams. Right. We give. We're so giving.
All right, gang. Hey, before I let you go, as always, I want to remind you that you were purposefully and wonderfully created, and you were created to do great things. So plumb like a champion.
Bye, everybody.